Carrie's here.
Well, it's still 6:30.
It's still 6:30. He's good, he's here at 6:30, you betcha.
Okay, it's 6:30, so we call it to be due. And, let's see, we'll let, we'll call first, Supervisor Carroll and Supervisor Thomas are excused. The rest of the supervisors are here, including, the government and ICE. Citizen comments? Any citizen comments? I guess not. Okay, Chair Supervisor comments? I guess, you guys don't want to talk too much, so I'll let you go. Or we'll go to the supervisor comments.
Want to approve our minutes first?
No, not yet.
No, this one says approve our minutes.
Why, I like one? I don't know what one you're looking at.
I'm running out of time.
Any supervisors, any comments for supervisor? Seeing none, supervisor comments at four. Communications, any communications, Joe? Okay, done. Approval of minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by, Vice Chair Decker, second by,
Well, that's right, I wasn't here.
Second by Supervisor Stock. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Number six, resolution recognizing May 5, 2024 as National Correctional Officer Employees Week.
I'd like to make a motion that we combine 6 through 11, since they're all a similar type of resolution recognizing different, weeks. If there's no objection to that.
Second.
Is there any objection? Objection to anybody? Well, I guess we'll do it after we read them, that, it's if you have the motion, you can read them, whatever.
Do you want me to read all the resolutions, so I'm just.
Not the whole resolution.
No, no, resolution recognizing May 5th to 11th, 2024 as National Correctional Officers and Employees Week. Resolution recognizing May 2024 as National Foster Care Month. A resolution recognizing May 2024 as National Military Appreciation Month. A resolution recognizing May 15th, 2024 as Peace Officers Memorial Day, and May 12th to the 18th, 2024 as National Police Week. A resolution recognizing May 5th through 11th, 2024 as Public Service Recognition Week. Resolution recognizing May 6th to the 12th, 2024 as National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
Okay, is there a motion?
To move off, I move off.
Okay, move by.
Number 6 through 11.
Vice Chair Decker, second by.
Second.
Supervisor Rose. Supervisor Decker, you want to talk about it, or you just?
If anyone has any questions, you can ask, but it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
I do have a question, Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
These are all May resolutions. We have an election on Tuesday, at least five members will not be a part of this board going forward. Why?
No, they will be voted on the second, or they'll be voted on before the.
After the election.
After the election, but people will still be members of this board. The new board isn't seated till the second meeting in April.
I understand that. My point is, these will all be the intention of the next board, not of this board.
No, we've.
The resolution.
This entire year has been, they have been passed the month before the. Before the actual month, and we couldn't get it.
Be it resolved that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim that this board is not the board that would be making that proclamation.
I disagree, yes they will.
Yes.
If you're making that proclamation.
Whoever votes on it is proclaiming it.
Isn't this Wednesday?
Yes, it would be on the agenda.
Yeah, these would be this Wednesday.
No.
Oh, they wouldn't?
No.
Oh.
Then the following.
It's gonna be on the.
It'll be then after the new board sits.
No,
it will be before.
Okay, but it's still.
So the second, the third Tuesday, but the first.
Is there a meeting Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, but these won't be on that.
No, they'll be on the 16th.
Voted on yet, and I had problems before with people complaining that I put it on the agenda before they went to committee.
But the committee, it's passing committee before you're putting the agenda out?
The agenda, I could set up the agenda.
Oh, already, okay, gotcha.
Oh, because tomorrow is the.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I had to do it this morning.
That's right.
You know, so.
Okay, that makes sense. I forgot that we.
No, I reiterate my statement. My statement is, these will go into effect in May under a new board. So it is this board saying, we proclaim what that board is then taking, being, whatever, they're making the proclamations. Is it fair for us to pull their business forward to us?
Yes. Do we not vote on things that get put out a year and 2 years and 3 years and 4 years out on almost anything? So.
Those are actionable items of the county. These are proclamations.
Yeah, so where's the problem?
Still a resolution.
I'm not against any of them.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is, I think you're trying, I'm not saying trying, but, you know, there's a battle here that I think is not worth fighting. It's something that we've been doing all along. This month, we vote for next month's resolutions, whatever they are. And I don't think it hurts or ties anybody's hands down to anything. It's a proclamation. If they don't want to do it the next year, the next board, they don't do it. So that's my opinion, and I appreciate yours. I mean, I like it, but I appreciate it.
Opinions are like, I'm done, thank you.
Well, that, I want to say a couple. And one of the reasons, because Brian and I, we're gonna be somewhere in Victoria. So we need to be there before that, so we want to stay here. Okay, never mind. Any other discussion of that? Oh, you were not here before, so it's a joke. Any other discussion? All in favor, we start with.
Aye.
Everybody else?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Okay, we start signing this year, I guess. And the next one is number 12, the resolution granting the Kenosha Racine Milwaukee Karen Regional Rail Line. Supervisor Rose?
All right, thank you. I put this on the agenda because both Racine and Milwaukee municipalities have endorsed it. I think it's important. I think it'll stimulate growth for this county and enable people to live here, work there, and people will, I think, move here as a result. So it will stimulate housing and economic development. We're not committed to any dollars here. That's still an issue yet to be resolved, but this does put us on record as in support of it, and I think we'll assist the ultimate passage if there is federal money available, which I'm told there probably will be. And I'm sorry I couldn't be here at the last meeting to present it. It would have, I would have discussed it at that time, but I appreciate that it be adjourned till tonight so that I could present it.
Any other supervisors comments?
I have none.
Please go ahead.
So I got some stuff to hand out, too. There you go.
Is this from the times past, or?
Yes, this is from the past. One second. So. So the KRM back in 2010 was one of the main reasons I ran for county board, because I believe residents were being ignored on the issue. I actually sent letters to all the county board supervisors at that time and did not hear from a single one, including my own. And that is why I ran for county board. And that was one of the first things that I brought up when I was elected to the county board, was that I wanted a referendum on the KRM. And people didn't want a referendum. The gentleman that spoke at our last county board meeting, Leonard Vandruff and Lou Regani, actually, I went through the minutes from 2010, and they actually spoke against a referendum. They spoke against wanting to hear what the people wanted, if the people wanted a referendum, if KRM wanted or not. So I handed out, and you guys, so just so you could see it, was the resolution that I authored with the help of Corporation Council to get a referendum placed on the ballot. And.
Will it get submitted, because it does not say that.
Yes, this is, this, yes, oh, yes.
Your working document.
Yes, this was in my files on my computer. So I submitted it, and it got referred to the legislative committee, in which that consisted of Supervisors Alderman, Boyd Frederick, Ron Frederick, Supervisor Hallman, and Supervisor Bob Haas. At that time, Bob Haas made a motion to approve it, and it did not get a second. So it did not get out of the committee at the June 15th, 2010 board meeting. And so, and at that time, I gave all the members of that committee this letter that I had written with information regarding the KRM. I just wanted to give that to you. And so because it didn't get a second and did not get out of committee, Representative Kirkman at the time and myself went to the various municipalities and asked if they individually would put KRM on the, a referendum on the KRM on the ballot. And they did, not all of them, but the town of Randall, the town of Salem, the town of Wheatland, the village of Bristol, the village of Paddock Lake, the village of Silver Lake, and the village of Twin Lakes, all individually had referendums on the ballot for the KRM, or about the KRM. And it was an overwhelming no for the RTA to fund the KRM. The best message was from the voters was they did not want a KRM. The town of Randall voted no, 80, and this is included in the information I handed you. Town of Randall voted no, 87.39%. The town of Salem voted no, 83.32%. The town of Wheatland voted no, 88.42%. The village of Bristol voted no, 85.5%. The village of Paddock Lake voted no, 85.36%. The village of Silver Lake voted no, 86.54%, and the village of Twin Lakes voted no, 84.04%. This letter that I included in the packet is a letter that I sent to Governor-elect Walker, and then I also CC'd all these people on the bottom. And if you flip over the back, I also included this news story by Jill Roselle that was in the Kenosha News regarding it. The story was from November 2nd, 2010. So, in my opinion, it's obvious that the voters do not, the residents do not want the KRM. When you have an issue where anywhere between 85 and 88% of the population say no, I believe that's a resounding no. So now we come to today, and the idea of the KRM is being brought forward again because one of our U.S. senators got money to go to Racine to fund a study or something to the fact of how it would be funded by private tax dollars. So
tax dollars.
Or private, no, I'm sorry, not private tax dollars, private entities. And so my question is, how much will the KRM cost? Terry, do you know how much the KRM is going to cost?
No.
No.
I think that's undetermined. That's part of the study.
Where will the money come from? Do you know where the money is going to come from?
I believe it's going to come from some federal grant.
Okay, so tax dollars, you're saying?
I believe so, and perhaps some private industry money, which would be, I think so. There are a number of industries that are very supportive of this.
Okay.
Johnson and Racine, I think, are supportive of it because they're having difficulties recruiting executives and managers, and so they're looking to expand their horizons of people who might be working in Johnson and, for example, living in Milwaukee. And, you know, you could say the same around here as well, for the simple reason that we have a lot of companies now that we didn't have in 2010. But this doesn't, the surveys that were, there's votes that were made, that doesn't include Pleasant Prairie or the city of Kenosha.
That's because they refused to listen to the people and put a referendum on the ballot.
Now, I'm not saying I would have opposed, I don't recall how I voted on this, but I'm not saying I would have opposed that.
No, you didn't have a chance to vote on it.
No, I understand that, but if it were to come to the board, in retrospect, I probably would have said fine, yes to the referendum, but we don't know. I was the proponent of that original resolution in support of the KRM, and I'm proponent of it now.
Right.
I think it would benefit a city of Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, a great deal. Would it benefit people way out on the edges of Walworth County? To a very limited extent. I mean, it probably not to the extent that it would benefit people from the city or Pleasant Prairie. Or Summers. I think Summers is now at the forefront of a lot of development, just as Pleasant Prairie was a number, 20 years ago.
So the study money that came from the federal government to raise SEEN has to do with funding by private companies, not having to do with tax dollars at all. Yet, at the February 6th meeting this past year, 2024, Leonard Banstrup spoke about funding, and to quote him, he said, "It's short-sighted on our part to think that funding would come from private sources alone and not involve some form of public subsidy." So he's admitting that there's gonna have to be tax dollars to fund this, when, again, we had a referendum and it was overwhelmingly no. People did not want tax dollars to go to fund the KRM. We thought this issue was dead, but of course bad ideas never die. They're just put in a drawer and brought back when politicians and people going to get rich off them think that people have forgotten what happened 10 years ago. Happens all the time with different things. Mr. Vandrup mentioned at the February 6th meeting that there is a robust starting system in Kenosha County. Yet, I passed out a chart to show the Western Kenosha County Transit. In 2019, there were 17,979 fixed riders, we'll just say, or routes, people driven. In 2020, because of COVID, it dropped down to 8,900. 2021, 7,913. 2022, 7,924. And in 2023, there were only 6,927 people riding the Western Kenosha County Transit. I got those numbers from the Human Services Department. So, in my opinion, it looks like public transit is not on the rise. It's on the decline in Western Kenosha County. Mr. Vandrup also said Kenosha needs to find other ways to fund public transit, as in to tax non-Kenosha residents to pay for Kenosha public transit. I don't think people that live west of the I or don't live in Kenosha that don't use public transit should be paying for public transit for people not in their community. And then also he mentioned regional funding. The KRM resolution in 2010 directly asked about a regional funding source. And again, over 80% of the voters said they did not want an RTA, which is the Regional Transit Authority, or CERTA, which is the Southeastern Regional Transit Authority, to fund the KRM. And they say that this will also fund other transit methods. Voters are against taking money from Kenosha County and sending it to Milwaukee County and other counties, because that's what a KRM will do, or a Southeastern Regional Transit Authority. It will take money from Kenosha and send it to offset Milwaukee County's transit problems up there. And in addition to that, I have on this chart are the road projects we did in Kenosha County. which I got these numbers from Patty. The money spent on expanding and improving our roads since 2010 and was Kenosha County spent $49,700,000 on Highway S. Paid for by the state of Wisconsin, the Highway 50 redo from 256th in Paddock Lake to 43rd Avenue and the Frontage Road, $113,500,000. Highway KR from I-94 to 74th Avenue, almost $60 million. Highway 158, $4.89 million. Highway 83, $6,382,000. And the Highway 45 redesign in Kenosha County was $5.2 million. And then paid for by the federal government, the expansion of the I-94 in Kenosha County alone was almost $80 million. That's how much money we have spent on expanding our roads in Kenosha County to get people moving from east to west and north to south. We have spent so much money expanding our roads, making them wider so more cars can fit, more cars can travel more quickly, that people are not going to use the KRM. Why would someone living out, let's say, where Brian lives, or myself, or Mark, why would we drive 35 minutes all the way downtown? Your drive's longer. I don't know how long your drive is, Supervisor Bashaw. 35 minutes to downtown to hop on a train when we pass the expressway that drives up to Milwaukee. There's no reason why we would do it. And I don't think county taxpayers should be funding that. So I don't want the residents to be ignored again on the KRM issue. And so I think this resolution is premature, and especially when we don't know how much it's gonna cost, who's going to fund it, and a resolution supporting it is premature because we just don't have the answers to what these costs are to say that we support it. We need to wait to find out how much it's gonna cost and how it's gonna get funded, because the residents in Western Kenosha County do not want tax dollars to fund the KRM. So I would like to make a motion to table this resolution to a later time.
I second.
If you just spoke on it, can you make a motion simultaneous to speaking?
Yeah, you can't call the question.
Okay, I just want to have a few questions myself. Number one is, you're talking about a survey that was done on the from all the villages, townships, whatever, west of I-94, basically the county. So which they don't want to pay because they are not going to use it. How many times the residents of Kenosha County pay for work that the county does just we don't use it? When I say we, I mean the citizens in the city of Kenosha, but they are beneficial for the people in the western part of the county.
Parks. We spend on
regulatory.
You asked a question. We spend money on the expressway too. On that. Okay, so let me finish, and then you can answer. Give me a chance to answer. So, why is it good for that and not good for here? Now, this year was done 10 years ago. The referendum, or whatever. And you say majority of the people, that's what they want. But the people at the referendum, it's not even half of Kenosha County. We represent all Kenosha County. We don't represent Kenosha, the city of Kenosha, or the village of Paddock Lake or Silver Lake, Twin Lakes, whatever. We represent everybody in Kenosha. And how much we're going to spend. And please, correct me if I'm wrong, on the resolution that we have here, we're talking about it that we support the idea of having the rail from Kenosha to Milwaukee, but we're not saying, but we're gonna wait and see anything. Also involved for the taxpayer, whatever it is, so we're not committing ourselves on anything. This is just to say, yes, we're interested. And every debt subject to the feasibility for the financial feasibility. So I think it's, I don't know, either way I look at it, I'm sorry, but I can't look at it any other way. I think it's all done for political reasons. Because I can understand most of the people on the West End, they're not gonna use it as much or even close to the people in the city of Kenosha. And some of the people there, they wanna keep it, well, we voted against, we're not voting to spend any money. We're not voting to say, yes, go ahead and do it and whatever it costs. We're just saying, we like the idea to have a rail Kenosha to Milwaukee. And we're waiting to see the results of the cost that was involved, whether they're gonna pay it. I know we say, well, the federal's gonna pay, so it's tax money. Well, all the grants that we get, it's all the state. It's all tax money. You know, whether it's the state or the federal, it's all tax money. And then we can say, because this helps this village, but it's not gonna help this city or whatever. But that's how you want to handle it. Some of that, please go ahead.
Again, I tried to have the referendum countywide. County Board of Supervisors at that time did not want a referendum. So I cannot help that we do not have the numbers from the city of Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, Summers, Paris, and Brighton. I tried. The supervisors didn't want to hear the voice of the people. And I cannot believe, I find it hard to believe that when over 80% of the people West End voted against something, that a majority of people would not be against it east of the expressway. That just doesn't jive. That doesn't happen, that the numbers are that different. And to say that this is not spending money or anything like that, telling the KRM people that we as a county support moving forward on the KRM is basically telling them, do whatever, move forward. This is support to get them more money, to spend more tax dollars, to get the KRM in place. So don't fool yourself thinking this is just us saying, yes, we support the idea of it. This is a step in the direction of telling them, move forward with the KRM. And again, like I said, things are spent west of the I, and the county pays for it. Things are spent east of the I, and the county pays for it. How much money do we spend on Kemper Center? Way more than other places. We spend a lot of money on roads east of the I. We spend a lot of money on roads west of the I. Those things, we had supervisors in the past complaining because West End supervisors were voting against bonding because our roads are in the county, are being funded by bonding. But you know what? There's roads east of the I that are funded by bonding too. And for how many years the roads in my district were ignored purposely.
Okay, Supervisor.
All right, but if you say, first of all, this referendum is 2010, this is 2024. So under the present law, I don't think we could have a referendum on this. So, you know, we're kind of debating something that we can't do if we wanted to. And I'm not saying I would necessarily oppose a referendum, but we can't have it under the present state of the law. These are light numbers. You know, these are not big numbers here. The 909 votes here from...
you're just discounting.
Yeah, I mean,
you're discounting an entire population.
Well,
because they have a smaller volume of people living there, you're saying, well, it's only a small amount, so it really doesn't matter.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I don't know what their opinion would be in 2024. Say, where you're assuming that they would be opposed to it. Now, a lot of people have moved to the county who didn't grow up there, whose parents didn't grow up there. Perhaps they grew up in Illinois and migrated here and would find a railroad very positive. Some people prefer taking a bus or a railroad rather than fighting traffic. And right now, we've spent a lot of money on these highways, but why did we do that? Because there was bumper to bumper traffic going to Milwaukee. That can very well happen again, and once again, that issue will come up. Are we gonna expend more money on roads, or are we gonna provide an alternative to transportation? I think the fact of the matter is, if you have alternatives to get to work, you have more economic development. It will benefit the larger industries, whether it be Uline, or it'll be Amazon, or some other large industry that may come here in the future, or Johnson and Racine. I don't see the downside of this. The money is going to come from the federal government, probably state government, maybe local government. We don't know those things right now. But if we don't use that money, somebody else will. And had we had the foresight back in 2010 to go with the railroad, we would have had it now, and maybe we would have saved some of the money we'd have spent on roads in this county. As far as, well, we spend money in the county that I don't benefit. I live on 3rd Avenue, right close to the lake. Some of these things we spend money on, we in the city don't benefit, but we're county government, and we think that there is a positive in working together and spending money here and spending money there. And that's an argument I don't hear people complaining about. I think they recognize the general responsibility.
First of all, people moved out west because they don't want to be where you have congestion, where you have a bunch of people, where you have public transportation. They know there's no public transportation out there. They moved out west because they didn't want it. So I'm going to disagree. I think you're going to get just as high a number, give or take a few percentage points. Doesn't matter where they moved from, because there's no benefit to them. That's why we're out there. We don't want what's here. Not that here is bad, we just don't want it. Okay. Let me ask you this. If that casino IGA came up, written how this was written, we don't know what it's going to be, we don't know what we're going to get, we don't know what's going to happen, would we have voted for it? Would we say, yeah? Or would we wait to see what it specifically are we talking about here? Let's look at it that way. So I looking at it as a, I don't even know what I'm looking at. I just know that they're talking about a KRM again. It's going to be a cost to somebody if it goes in, no matter what. It's going to be tax money. I don't think there's any railroad system where you're talking about commuters that actually use it and they fund the whole thing. There's always some sort of additional funding that comes in, locally, state, or federal. It's not like you're moving product and you're paying per weight for it. It's your people are moving, they're going to commute. It just doesn't seem to me that's ever been financially doable. And in that respect, Brookside and the golf courses, if you want to use them, you pay for them. The county doesn't foot that bill anymore, whether it's capital or whether it's levy. Doesn't matter. You're paying for them because you're using it. And if they present it, just say these will be user-based fees that will pay for the whole 100%. Sign me up. Let's go. But if there's going to be tax money involved in it, yeah, it is the whole county. But when you look at these numbers, and it's the entire western part of the county that says no, and you know what? There's going to be people here that are going to say no if they had the opportunity. They're not going to. You know, we're already taxing, not taxing, the rents are getting so high to live here. It's hard enough to live here. Now you're going to promote more people coming here, creating more demand, which is going to push more of the lower income people out of being able to live in the areas that they've typically lived. Gentrification, all this other stuff that's coming down is coming down. So I don't know if bringing more people in here is going to be a benefit. Is it going to benefit Johnson? Sounds like they want it. But Uline, how are you going to get out to Uline? If that train is stopping here, you're not going to Uline. You're not going to Amazon. That means more public transportation to get them at what? More cost to
people, because it's not going to be funded by only users. There has to be another source holding it up, and it's always been that way with public transportation. Thank you.
I just want to say one thing. You mentioned with the casino, you know, and with that loan. I think it's completely different, because with the casino, we voted to have the casino come in, so we had to have what it would cost us and whatever.
This but you year, knew what it was when you voted. You knew what everything was.
Yeah.
We don't
because,
know what everything
was. Because
we
got to pay money. This year, it's just an advisory, pretty much, resolution that we send them, say, we cannot afford it, but we want to know. If they come over and they say, cost Kenosha County a dollar, we're going to have to vote and say, then we can say, no, we're not going to spend it. You know, just drop a dollar or whatever it is. So we're not doing that. How many resolution, advisory resolution, we sent to the state and to the federal about it? We support this year, but we never knew how much it would cost. We never knew how much the taxpayer would pay, but we sent those resolution in. I mean, don't ask me which resolution because I cannot count them, but that it was many resolutions, okay, that we did that, and we did not have them. So this year we're not saying do it. And we agree that if cost Kenosha County, okay, $10 million or whatever it is, or we're all for it. No, we're saying we like the idea to have a rail from Kenosha to Milwaukee. However, before we do that, I got a big question for parking, you know, I wanna know what it is, but right now we're not committing on anything. We're just saying, yes, go ahead and do whatever study you wanna do it. And once we know, then we'll decide whether we want to approve it and go along with it or reject it. Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know that I'm for or against the KRM. I, like it's been said, I don't have all the information in front of me. Given the current season, I've been talking to a lot of my constituents, and this actually did come up when I was talking to a few people. And from what I heard, you know, I believe, at least in my district, I think people like the idea of having a railroad going from here all the way to Milwaukee. It would make the commute maybe a little bit easier. But what they don't want is to be taxed for it. They don't want it to come out of their pocket in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to have trouble voting on something just like I did with the casino IGA. I'm going to have trouble voting on something that says we fully support something when I don't think my district, I don't think, and I don't know that that's what the people are saying that they want. I think maybe a better, more transparent way for this to come about, if a representative from the KRM wants to make a presentation to the county board and put all the charts and graphs and let us know what the numbers are gonna be, and then poll the community that way, then we can have the people show up at our committee meetings and we can ask the questions and we can see. One is just like I asked with the casino, where's the economic impact study? Where are the customers gonna come from? Where are they gonna go? I mean, you think about it, a good chunk of the people that live in Kenosha commute to Illinois and pay tolls to commute to Illinois. So if we get taxed for a railroad, they're not only paying for their commute to Illinois, they're also paying for everyone else's commute to Milwaukee. I don't know how that, if that's going to get community support. Now, if they come in and say, hey, we got a private entity that's going to fund this, it's going to have, you know, like what Supervisor Morgan was saying, it's going to be, you know, self-funded, I think there would be a lot of community support if there was a business model that worked. But, you know, as right now with so little information, do I like the idea of being able to hop onto a train for, I don't even know what the rates would be, a few bucks, you know, and skipping traffic and going to a basketball game or something and heading home and missing some of that, maybe. But at the same time, the other night I drove through the rain to State Fair Park for some ice skating with my family, and it was like a 45-minute drive, and it was easy. And it was, you know, I think given how much our world has changed since COVID, a lot of your commuter type of people that would commute to a skyscraper, that would commute to a business to do work, they're all working virtually now, so they're not even making that commute anymore. Just, you know, taking a wild guess, I think, you know, a better investment would be to invest in a bus line that goes from the Brat stop back and forth to Milwaukee on a regular basis, using the roads that we've already paid for, and having a more flexible schedule and that can adapt to, you know, the changing times. We got the RNCs coming to Milwaukee this spring or this summer. You know, if we had a bus line in place that could handle that influx of people, people would probably take advantage of it for, you know, Summerfest, for those events where there's ebbs and flows of people. But spending that much money in infrastructure, and I guess through the chair to Terry, is this KRM? Because I don't know that much about it. Is it making a stop here down by the lake? Is it using the Amtrak line? Like, where is this? Where were they envisioning this going?
Well, this is a study.
So we don't even know.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't invite somebody in and start putting up charts and photographs and all
that. Well,
if
they're asking for the county support, you know, I would like
to. The concept of a study for Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee. That's all it really is we're lending our name to that project as opposed to sticking our head in the sand and saying, we don't want to listen to it, we're getting it. It's going to cost too much, don't need it, why bother? I don't think that's a positive way. If we took that attitude with 165, when it was a country road, we wouldn't have the development we had. It's the same thing.
Okay, I respect
the
that.
Study could come forward and say, don't like the idea.
I agree. I don't know that they need our permission to conduct a study. I think if they see it as a
well,
as
they a, is us.
Well, the KRM. You know, if whoever is moving this forward sees that they could make money with this Kenosha Racine Milwaukee line, you know, I don't think they need our permission to do a survey, to do a study and all that. I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm just hesitant to say that, yes, my district supports the concept of it when I don't know, I don't have the facts, I don't think they have the facts, and I don't know the long term, you know, like Supervisor Decker was saying, once you get the ball rolling on some of those things, there's no turning back, and it kind of sets things in motion. I'm a little bit worried about that, but, I mean, I think if we had one today, it would definitely get used, you know, it would definitely get used, but I don't know if it would be profitable or if it would be overly subsidized. And that's what concerns me. Only because what I've heard from my district, as I've been talking to them as of late, nobody wants more taxes. Nobody wants more increased costs with inflation and everything else that's happening. I know there's even been talk in Wisconsin of putting a toll road in. I don't know how far that's gotten, but you know, those are the type of things that people get scared of. So I would like to have more information before I throw my support behind it. I think it could be really great if it just dropped in our laps, and I think it would get used, but I don't know enough about it to say, yes, Kenosha supports this. So, thank you.
One of the things I want to say, I just to say, you don't know what you're going to say. Most of the times that we vote on something, the only reason or way that we know something, if we contact some of our constituents and ask them for it, they're not going to come over to us and tell us, we're going to do this here, we're going to do that. Not too long ago, we voted on a couple of things, without going into any details, but they were very kind of complicated or whatever the right word is. And we had a bunch of people coming in at the meetings, whether it was committee meetings or board meetings, to talk against it. But I believe most of us, if not all of us, we voted the other way. I mean, so we gotta like make some decision. And again, going back to what Terry said, this is just saying they're gonna do a study. We don't know. We're just saying that we're interested. You know, it's gonna be federal money or state money, and it shows the federal and the state that we have interest to know what's going on. Right.
Sorry.
You know how hard that is for me. A couple of things. One, the data set that's here is 14 years old, so you have to discount the data set. I accept that. But my discussions in my district are not 14 years old, and my district is resoundingly no. They don't appreciate a rail line, which they will see as and perceive as non-essential to the community. West of the I, yes, somebody said we just rebuilt all the highways between here and Milwaukee. We have much better traffic flow. We have opportunity it won't stay that way, I believe Terry, you said it. But the reality is, the perceived value of a train for people west of the I is somewhere between 0 and 1. And it's very low perceived value. They're not driving to the city to get on the train. I'll tell you from experience, I've done a lot of work downtown Chicago, and once I moved up here, some days I didn't want to fight the traffic. So I would drive to Racine to get on the train to go downtown to find a Uber to take my 20-minute cab ride over to the university or down to Michigan Avenue. And I'd end up spending 2.5 to 3 hours on this stupid train just trying to get there. Whereas it would cost me 1 hour and 20 minutes to drive. I just didn't want the aggravation. I don't see that as an issue here. The traffic flow into Milwaukee from the south side, from us to Milwaukee, is fairly convenient virtually any time of the day. Some days, not so nice because of weather or an accident, but virtually convenient. So west of the I is not a need in any way perceived by the community leaders. I've talked to two already this week, people said the same thing. By the residents that I've talked to, and that's well north of 500, it's not a need west of the I. So it does not have a benefit. So to say a countywide project is not a countywide project. The ping pong match. Well, we do projects west of the I, well, we do a lot of projects east of the I too. We have Pets, we have Kemper, we have highways, we have all that transportation. And quite honestly, for the county, once we improve a road that draws people from west of the I, east of the I, to do their shopping, Woodman's or any of the grocery stores, the hospitals, all medical services, there's zero medical services west of the I, well, within 100 yards of it, west of the I for anybody out there. So west of the I does its business over here, but funneling north and south, they're not going to engage in a railroad. You've made the argument or the statement, I was saying, call it a statement, sorry, that this is about doing a study, and nowhere in here does it imply nor state that this is a study. Rather, it says the opposite. We support the concept. So concept, okay, this is preliminary. Federal investment, comma, development and construction of the Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee rail line will stop in Kenosha and. So that says we're going to do something. The next takes it away, says this, that this support does not in any way bind, commit, or otherwise obligate. So my question to the author then is there a time certain need to this because of a study that needs to start and end, or is there just an implied benefit to say we want to sign on and say, yes, this looks like a good idea?
Well, I think that's it. It's a good idea. I don't think there's any dates that I'm aware of.
Because if I were a resident downtown, I mean, they're building new apartments, condos, look beautiful. My son would like to move down there. He's thinking about it. Looks wonderful. For a resident in the city, or even in the north-south suburbs around the city, I think there's a convenience factor. Going to a ball game, going to Milwaukee, into Racine, not much there, but okay. Downtown Racine is not all that appealing. Where the train stops, not much built up around it yet, but for the city, it has benefit. The idea has benefit. Coming from south of the border, going north into the city, continuing north into those stops, has benefit, has merit. No train that transports people has ever made a nickel. That's a broad statement, and I'm not going to give you the data behind it, but I don't recall ever seeing an article in the paper or a paper that said they ever made a penny. So it's more about economic convenience. Does it help bring more people to our area? Does it provide value? Is it of economic value? For the city of Kenosha, for Pleasant Prairie, for Summers, I believe it may have some merit or some economic value. In my mind, it should be their project. It's not a county project. Well, that's really where my mind is at.
I guess I never realized, I thought we'd gotten over this city-county rivalry a long time ago. When we built the 45 and 50 building, what value does that have to people in the city? Little or none. Why did we locate the Veterans Park in the county? We could have done that in the city. There are a lot of beautiful locations.
Yes, you
adjacent
could.
To the lake.
Absolutely.
Do city people benefit? To a degree. This Paddock Lake Park, benefit us. We don't look at it from that perspective. I'm quite shocked that we're looking at this city versus county, and I guess the next time we vote, is that going to be the argument? Does it, I'm in the city, always have been in the city. This doesn't benefit me, so, you know, my people would be against it, so I'll oppose it. That's an argument that I thought had been settled decades ago, but now it's being revived.
It's my time.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate my words being misconstrued. I did not conflate this as a ping pong match, east and west. That was others that made those statements about east and west. Parks in the city, parks in the county. Mine is focused on economic value.
No, I think economic that, yeah, value that was my of
this, the economic value of this for the residents that are west of the I is low. They're not going to participate, leverage, take advantage of. The economic value for the city and perhaps the two communities north and south of it may be high. Specifically, it's very high for the city as compared to the other two. If it is the value specific to the city not benefiting the county, it is then a city project, and it should be looked at that way, in my opinion. To take a pessimistic approach that, well, then I'll vote against things that benefit the county or west of the I. The county is everything from the lake all the way to the border, so it's not broken into segments, but there are economic zones. There are areas where people have lifestyles that can take advantage of and lifestyles that cannot. I already indicated, people from west of the I do the majority of their commerce coming into the city, or at least into Pleasant Prairie for grocery, et cetera, gas stations, restaurants. Those do not exist at the level that they are available inside the city confines. But a rail stop here, to me, if I lived in the city, I'd ride the rail. I'd take it to Chicago and I'd probably take it to Milwaukee because it's a convenience factor. Would I enjoin myself to drive the, and you asked how long, it takes me 30 minutes to get here. Would I drive the 30 minutes to try to find parking, to pay for that, to get on a train that takes me to a destination point that I have to then find transportation to get to where I actually want to go? No. It doesn't economically make sense. Time-wise, does not make sense. So a rail stop here, from the broader perspective of the community, the entirety of the community, I don't see it meeting a standard that people are going to say, wow, we want to put money to it. Now, the resolution says no money would be required. I always have trouble with that one. It's always proof in the pudding. That's why I asked about timestamp to it. I agree with what Supervisor Stock said. It'd be nice to have someone from the KRM come in and give us more detail around this. If it is a study, say study in the resolution. If it is something that is future state and they can give us some information and insights as to why the county should be taking a look at the project to say, yes, we support a project that is, in my mind, like I said, focused to a much smaller segment of the community and beneficial to the city, not necessarily beneficial to the county. So I'll leave it at that.
Call the question.
Second.
Okay, question has been called. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay.
So the motion on the floor is to table the resolution.
Yes. Okay, any other?
Roll call.
On that, yes to table, no to.
Not to table.
Do you want to speak or just vote?
Are you both?
No.
No. Okay.
Yes to table.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Okay, passes. It's table. And actually, more than table, it's just that. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Items for future discussion. I don't think we have anything because this is the last meeting for this.
Second.
Move to adjourn by supervisor.
Come on, say it, say it.
Nor Diggy.
Nor Stan.
Whatever you wanna say it, yeah.
Is it a nor Stan?
Second by supervisor.
Brett Smith, isn't it?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. And by the way, to everyone, you guys have a...
No.
Oh.